This morning, we have a guest joining us here in the studios. Judy Kennedy is with us this morning. She's one of the Cass County Master Gardeners and want to talk about a scholarship program they have available for folks again this year. Judy, thanks for coming by.
Well, you're very welcome.
Appreciate it very much. How long have you been a Master Gardener?
16 years, maybe.
Why did you get involved?
I just had a desire to learn more, to be a better gardener, and we have a wonderful program in Cass County, and so I went through the training and been active ever since.
How were your skills before that?
I had an idea, but I didn't have the right ideas.
Mm-hmm. Did you find through the Master Gardener program that you got what you were looking for? Did you get more, or what do you feel like you got out of it?
The biggest thing is networking.
Mm-hmm.
So many times I just learn from other Master Gardeners while we're doing something, and somebody will say something, and it's really helpful. And we just have a good time sharing our ideas and our plans, and it's been a very good program.
Yeah, as just an example here, too, part of the Master Gardener program process is you have to give away some of your time. You do have to donate some hours to help out others along the way. Do you feel like that's been a good thing?
Oh, definitely. And we're very lucky. Cass County has a little bit different philosophy about it. I know some counties, you have to do what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
In Cass County, we can kind of pick, and I've been very active in the outdoor classroom, and that's home for me. So I can get my hours by working there and enjoy it.
You kind of get to mold it to what you are interested in, don't you?
Exactly.
Okay, so it's not a one-size-fits-all type of a program necessarily. You're going to learn, and you're going to have an opportunity to kind of find your niche along the way there. Well, let's talk about that scholarship application, because the process is ongoing right now. In fact, the deadline's coming up pretty rapidly here, April 1st, so not
yes.
A lot of time to goof around if you're interested in that. It's a $1,000 scholarship offered each year to whom?
It's to high school seniors or college students. They do have some criteria that we go by for awarding it.
Mm-hmm.
And the applications are available on the Iowa State website, or Cass County website, and they have been sent to all the schools.
Okay. Now, and you say all the schools. It's Cass County Master Gardeners, but it's not just the schools that are physically located in Cass County.
Correct. If we have Master Gardeners in another county, then we do a Montgomery County. We have a couple of very active guys from down there, so we offer it to the Montgomery County also.
You bet. Yeah, because I see it's Atlantic, Cam, and Griswold, all here in Cass County. You mentioned Montgomery County, the Red Oak School District, and then also AHSTW.
Yes.
Have some active members in that direction as well.
Yes.
So that that school district also would be eligible for applications through this scholarship program. It's a $1,000 scholarship. Are there guidelines there?
Yes, we have a... the application process is not that hard. We do have the areas that they want to go into. If you wanted to go into nursing, you're not going to, this isn't what you're going to apply for.
Doesn't fit.
It's a horticulture scholarship. We have kind of changed a few of the things because we wanted to make sure that it was going the way we wanted it to go, because we're trying to increase awareness of gardening. But they get it after their first semester. GPA is not a big part of it, except you have to have a certain GPA to get the money at the end of your first semester.
Okay. What's the application process like? Is it pretty simple, straightforward?
Yeah. You have to, you do what you're interested in doing, where you're going to go, letters of reference, what your interest in horticulture, community service, and what your goals are down the road.
Yeah.
5 years, 10 years.
Do the Master Gardeners then review those? What's the review process
like? We have usually 4 or 5 of us have been on the committee. We go through. We have our ratings, how we wanted, what we look for. And usually we don't even look at the name. We don't know the name until after we've gone through them.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's not, well, that's my cousin or that's, it's, we keep
right.
It pretty simple.
Sure. Sure. And it's a, you know, it's a $1,000 scholarship. So, I mean, is it going to pay for your schooling? No.
No.
Is it going to pay for part of it? Yes. And it's all important.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, it could get very pricey. So it's nice to be able to have that. Now, you say a horticulture-related field. That's fairly broad.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Landscaping, floral design, agricultural studies, a lot of botany, forestry. You can And kids are really good about tweaking things to make it look even more into the what they want it to do. But it's we're trying to increase awareness of gardening, horticulture in our area, in the state.
Yeah. Do you see that as a growing industry here locally? Do you see more people, more opportunities out there for young people to get involved and get these degrees and use them to their advantage?
Oh, yeah. These garden shops are just exploding. The working in a more and more floral design that's landscape has really grown. We have a young lady that's just north of us here that has a wonderful garden shop. She's only open 5 months out of the year, but she's making a wonderful living out of it and doing something she loves.
And that's really kind of part of the key to life is enjoying what you do. Life goes by really fast when you enjoy what
does.
You do.
Yes, it does.
It's a lot more fun that way. The scholarship opportunity is there for folks. Is this just a one-time scholarship?
They can actually reapply for their second year. We have had one young lady has done it twice. And they can apply once and then maybe the second year.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else required of them? Do they have to do any service, come back and report, update of how they're doing?
We really appreciate them coming back and sharing with us what they've done.
Sure. See, just to kind of keep gauge on progress and
how
things are going. Well, it's always nice when you are helping someone along to be able to get an update on how that process is going. Make sure that things are going in a positive direction there, too. It's not required necessarily for the scholarship applicants to be involved in the Master Gardeners, to be a Master Gardener, but if they'd love to.
Oh, we would love to have them.
I bet. I suppose you'd love to have anybody who's interested in the Master Gardeners program.
Oh, definitely. We're very lucky. Kate's very active in getting classes going, and so we continue to grow year by year. And we have some that age out and just can't do it anymore. So.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I think it's like every other year, something like that, where they actually have the formal Master Gardeners training and classwork and stuff like that so folks can get involved. And, of course, once you go through that, then the process becomes just a matter of maintenance and upkeep and being involved, doing the community service hours.
Well, and also education. We're required to do 10 hours of continuing education every year, as well as our volunteer hours.
Sure. But you don't look at it as work.
Oh, no.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's meant to be that way. Very good. Is it a difficult process in the scholarship applications at all online, or do they have to pick up a form somewhere?
It's online, and then it does need to be submitted by 4:30 on the 1st out to the Extension office. It can totally be emailed, and they just need to make sure they fill out every part of it. We had a young lady last year that had a very nice one, but she just skipped a whole page.
Hmm. Do you usually get a pretty good number of scholarship applications?
Some years we've only had two, some years we've had eight.
Good, good. A lot of interest then, too. Well, excellent. Well, let's pile them on. Make that committee work this year. Huh? Make them go through lots.
You bet.
Again, that's available to students who were from the Cass County Master Gardeners area, which would include Atlantic, Cam, Griswold here in Cass County, along with Red Oak and AHSTW school districts, and high school graduating seniors, those who are already in college. It could be a non-traditional student.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're interested, jump on that and see. Every little bit helps in paying for that education. It's less money you have to borrow. That's a good thing. All right, if you want to know more, you can go online as well to the Cass County Extension's website. That's extension.iastate.edu, and you can put Cass on there, or you can just search through the little map of Iowa to find the Cass County one. You can find all the information that you need online there. Again, get those applications in. The deadline coming up on April 1st, so it's just days away now, and that gets you into the application process for the Master Gardeners Scholarship Program this year. Judy Kennedy's been in with us this morning visiting about the program. Judy, thank you so much, and appreciate the work you and your other Master Gardeners do here in the area.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for letting us share our story.